The first 10 minutes scare me a little. Everything is just a bit too much. Too loud, too fast, too piercing, too sharp, too rough, too big. I hear you before I see you. Of course I do. I don't know if you had any plan for what would happen. I didn't. But somehow it seems inevitable and long overdue that minutes after you arrive, you're inside me. You smell so fucking good. I feel fragile and exposed at first. I trust you, but I'm still afraid I'll come off. It's so loud and so fast, and the transition between gears jolts me every time. You are, of course, primal and raw. But there's a clear concern for me that speaks both of tenderness and holding back. For all that this has been a long time coming, it is still new. My core tenses as we lean into each corner and curve. The sudden bursts of speed to overtake and weave through the traffic shock me. My face is pressed against your chest, the back of the sofa, the kitchen countertop, the floor, while you bruise my cervix. Quickly, my arms ache from gripping the bar too tightly, and I worry that I'm doing something wrong. You are careful about hurting me. You do, but it is with care. You know what you're doing, I tell myself. You would tell me if I was doing something wrong. You won't take dangerous risks. You do this every day. Every now and then, you ask, "Are you okay?" All I can do is nod. I don't have the words to say how I am. I am in pain. I am thrilled by you. I am so fucking full. I am very small underneath you. I am a little afraid. I am intoxicated. Does that even out to okay? Gradually, I relax. We fly through the countryside and I forget everything else in the world but this. Your arms feel very safe, both through your leathers and holding me down. When we lay curled up around each other, I feel myself melt into you a little. Too much is exactly the right amount.